For the last several weeks, we have been highlighting San Jose State with the Spartan Spotlight. And joining us live now to wrap it up is the university's president, Mary Papazian. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Universities across the country have had to reinvent themselves due to the pandemic. Some are now talking about some long-term changes. Can you share with us a little bit about your vision for San Jose State post-pandemic?
Well, thank you. It's great to be here and to share some of our stories. You know, when we started this year, San Jose State was named by Money Magazine as the most transformative university in the nation. And that was really a focus on how we create opportunity for our students. Little did we know that we'd have to transform everything we do. And that's exactly what we've done. The faculty pivoted to online instruction. The students really stepped forward to prepare themselves for a learning in an environment that was very difficult and changing. And really stayed engaged. And so we've been focused on how do we continue to maintain that a level of engagement so that as we move forward and come out of this pandemic, we do so even stronger than ever before. One of the benefits we've had is that we had just launched a new strategic plan, Transformation 2030, and we were able to make decisions that really leaned into the moment and that prepared us to come out of this pandemic in a way that actually moved our strategic plan forward. So that's been our aim. But I have to be honest with you, it's been tough. It's been difficult for faculty and staff, and it's been especially tough for our students.
Let's talk about fall semester. What are you anticipating in terms of the return of in-classroom learning, and how do you think it's going to affect enrollment?
Well, enrollment's been very, very solid for us. So we've been very fortunate on that, particularly at the graduate level, which is interesting. So we see many students coming back and completing some graduate degrees. But we're planning for a far more in-person fall than we've had all year. You know, the conditions continue to improve, and so we're anticipating that will happen, particularly as the vaccine is more widely available. So we're planning right now for about 75% in person, recognizing that it may end up somewhere between 50 and 75%, and it's still a little bit early to know when that'll be. I don't anticipate large lecture classes in the way we've had them traditionally, but I do think that we will have, laboratories certainly, which we've had all along, but most of the other kinds of classes will be in person. The large lectures will probably use a hybrid format, learning from the online virtual experiences we've gained through the pandemic, and then augmenting it with some kind of hybrid in-person experience.
In terms of the academic experience, we're hearing anecdotally that a number of students have kind of shifted their long-term planning. Are you getting any sense of that? Are you finding renewed interest in any particular vocations or fields of study, for example?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I do see a particular interest in the health sciences. Healthcare really was in the forefront of all of our attention over this last year. And we saw so many, local heroes, many of our alums who were really there on the front lines taking care of people and communities. And so we do see, kind of a rise in interest in the health sciences. But we're seeing very strong interest continuing in computer science and engineering. But really, it's pretty strong across the board. It's what we've been seeing all along. So not a lot of change there. There is, though, a very wide disparity between people who want to be completely online and others who want to be fully in person. And I would say we're about a third who want to be fully in person, about a third who want to be mixed, and about a third who want to be online. And so we'll see how that plays out as we get closer to the fall semester.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. We've been speaking with San Jose State University President Mary Papazian. The Spartan Spotlight is brought to you by San Jose State University, ranked the number one most transformative university in the nation.